This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. After 16 months, Save Family Farming's public records request has been answered, giving them documents that confirm suspicions they had about the What's Upstream campaign using over $500,000 in taxpayer money for anti-farming lobbying efforts. Director Gerald Barron says some of the documents are very telling.
There's a few in there that are pretty significant. One of them is one of the EPA officials that was dealing with this situation in an email said, basically, I don't care what the lawyers say, referring to the What's Upstream campaign, this is lobbying.
Barron says in spite of the denials, the evidence is pretty clear.
In other words, it was very obvious to people within the EPA, even though their lawyers were going through all kinds of contortions to say that it wasn't lobbying for this reason or another, it was obvious to people within the EPA that it was indeed lobbying. It was further strengthened by an email from the Swinomish director who was running the campaign, Larry Wasserman, who urged the EPA officials who were reviewing this to hurry up and get the review done because the legislators were in session and he needed the information to put pressure on the legislators for approving what they were wanting to. If this is not lobbying, we don't know what is.
Barron says they're now likely to request further action from the AG's office and perhaps an independent review.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.